Good morning, everyone. As we love to do, we invite Lakshman Achuthan, Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, here into the studio this morning. Of course, the Economic Cycle Research Institute is an analysis company that forecasts recessions and recoveries. We've talked with you about the recession ending, about the difference between leading and lagging economic indicators. I'm passing out some handouts on the takeaway.
What is this?
I do my homework for you, Lakshman, okay?
Thank you.
Just hold on to that for a second, and we'll talk about it. But this week, the number I want to begin with is the deficit number, right? The Obama administration indicated about a $250 billion error in the yearly deficit number, revising it downward. And then a couple of days later, they indicated a $2 trillion error in the decade deficit number, revising it up from 7 to 9 trillion. We talked with some folks up at Harvard about what this means, but buried in the deficit number are forecasts about the economy, which is an indication of why it goes up and down. What do you see when you look at a story like the deficit number?
Well, the first thing to know is that they're totally unreliable numbers. And
apparently.
I don't think people get that. It really depends on where and when you're projecting from. Back in the year 2000, they were projecting 10 years ahead from the top of a big economic boom, and they saw a $5 trillion surplus, which was, by the way, a key reason that you had the Bush tax cuts. Greenspan came in and said, look at all that money on these projections. It's okay to do a huge tax cut. Today, projecting from the bottom of the bust, the bean counters see a $9 trillion deficit when they look out over the decade. And it's totally alarming if you don't know that these are totally misleading projections.
Now, the deficit rising, is that any indication of a surge in economic activity or just bad planning on the part of the Fed?
Well, let's say they did a revision where they said, oops, it's $2 trillion more in our estimate, right? What that's about is that you're in the nastiest recession you've seen in our lifetime since World War II. And necessarily, when the economy tanks, government spending goes up and revenues for the government go down and the deficit goes up. It's pretty straightforward math. The problem is when you try to extrapolate that out into the future. The key thing is large deficits do need to be brought under control. It all boils down to what kind of recovery do you have? Is it strong and how long does it last?
All right. Here's the Lakshman question. Is fuzziness about the deficit a lagging indicator or a leading indicator? In other words, does it indicate that uncertainty is projecting some uncertainty in the future, or is it something about the past?
Well, I think it's something about what's going on right now. It's more coincident, and it's about where you are when they're doing the projecting. And right now we're at an extreme. We're at the bottom of the business cycle. When the recession ends, you're at the bottom of the business cycle. If you extrapolate that nastiness into the future, it looks really, really bad.
Right. So the trend line is turning, which means forecasting is really, really difficult.
More than usual.
Right. So I did my homework. Last time you were on the program, before we go, you said tallow. Looking at the price of tallow, which is rendered animal fat, which is used in soap and candles and things like that, that's a really interesting leading economic indicator of industrial activity. And I printed out a chart which actually shows that tallow tracks almost directly with the price of oil.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, basically, this is a secret, one of our secrets, okay? Tallow is a non-tradable industrial commodity price. That's technically what it is. Oil is totally tradable. Everybody knows about it. So if you're going to speculate about what's going on, you tend to buy and trade oil. It's very difficult to buy and trade animal fat. But the animal fat is revealing the price. When it moves with oil, it tells you that the price moves are real. They're not something dreamed up by traders on Wall Street. They're actually related to economic
specific activity.
And the fact is, they're bouncing off their lows. They're coming off of where they were in late 08, as is oil, and that's consistent with an industrial revival globally.
And you can go to a U.S. Department of Agriculture website and see the daily price of tallow. Now, if I put Pop-Tarts on here, I love this.
Why?
But if I put the price of Pop-Tarts on this chart, would it also track with oil, or is that completely different?
Comfort food, maybe. Right. That'll go the other way.
Thanks, Lakshman Achuthan, Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, digging into the numbers. We love it.
Oh, yeah.